Music speaks in different ways. Welcome to Music Talks. I'm Huang Rui. Chinese flutes have a very long history, spanning thousands of years. The Jiahubon flute that we talked about in one of our previous episodes even dates back 8 to 9,000 years. It's not only the progenitor of Chinese flute instruments, but also stands as the earliest known archaeological artifact of Chinese musical instruments. Here is a piece called The Flying Partridges, or Zhe Gu Fei in Chinese, played with the Chinese flute. Speaking of Chinese flutes, there is an old saying in folk terms, 横吹笛子，竖吹箫, which means the dī is played horizontally and the shell vertically. Dī refers to the transverse flute, sometimes known as the 笛子, and shell refers to the vertical end blown flute. Throughout history, Di and Xiao were crafted from diverse materials, such as bamboo, wood, bone, jade, metal, and ceramics, with bamboo being the predominant chosen material. Due to the perishable nature of bamboo, it is challenging to find well-preserved samples, and the Jiahubon flute remains the earliest archaeological evidence for flute instruments in China. However, this does not imply that bamboo-made wind instruments must have appeared later than bone flutes. Both materials have their advantages in terms of sourcing and craftsmanship, with bamboo being more accessible. Researcher Du Benlin says that in history, the terms di and xiao underwent a complex evolution before settling into their current forms.
古代的笛和箫曾经统称为笛。
In ancient times, both flutes and panpipes were referred to as di. The character for di consisted of the bamboo reticle on top and the component zhu depicting a chase below. While the term xiao referred to panpipes rather than the single tube vertical flutes we know today. Before the Han Dynasty, flutes were primarily played vertically, and it was during the Han Dynasty that transverse flutes made their appearance.
In contemporary China, the umbrella term for the transverse flute is di. The widely embraced traditional variant, known as the dizi, is crafted from bamboo and features six finger holes, along with a specialized aperture for a membrane positioned between the embouchure and the first finger hole. The unique and recognizable buzzing sound of the dizi.Is the result of incorporating a di mo membrane sourced from the inner bamboo plant wall, which is securely affixed over the designated hole, mo kong, located between the embouchure and the first finger hole. Traditionally, a specific type of herbal glue is employed for this purpose, and the addition of the mo kong.Has been credited to Liu Xi during the Tang Dynasty. At that time, the transverse flute was widely played and can be found in artworks and many Dunhuang murals. It started to occupy an increasingly more important position in musical ensembles. Emperor Xuanzong also had a particular fondness for it.
开天传信记中说，有一次上早朝，这个唐玄宗啊，就以手指上下按其腹，神情恍惚。
According to ancient texts, on one occasion during morning court assembly where ministers reported on state affairs, the emperor was seen pressing his abdomen with his fingers, appearing trance-like. After the court session, his retinue asked if he was feeling unwell. The emperor replied that he was not, but rather the previous night he had dreamed of wandering in the moon palace, where celestial maidens played enchanting and melodious music.Upon returning, he used a jade flute to recreate the melody, which he had now fully remembered. During the court assembly, he was afraid of forgetting it, so he carried the jade flute and practiced the tune with his fingers. This composition was later named Purple Cloud Returns and was included in the musical repertoire.
Here.Let's enjoy a piece of di music, Journey to Gusu, or Gusu Xing in Chinese. The Xiao is pitched lower than the Di. Before the Tang Dynasty, the Xiao was called Shu Di, literally meaning vertical Di. But after that period, Xiao has always meant the end below flute. Sometimes the term Dong Xiao is also used. The Xiao is played vertically, or to put it more accurately, at an angle of roughly 45 degrees above horizontal. During the Ming Dynasty, the Xiao had a length of 1 foot 8 inches and featured a rear vent. With the development of theatrical arts and various folk music genres, the Xiao was played in court ceremonial music and small folk ensembles. In song lyrics and Yuan Dynasty musical dramas, the Xiao played a crucial role as an accompanying instrument. Throughout the millennia-long historical process, the Di and Xiao have evolved from musical instruments into symbols of freedom and romance in the East, leaving behind a collection of melodic music appreciated by both refined and common tastes. The earliest known flute piece is called Three Variations of Plum Blossom, or Mei Hua San Nong in Chinese. According to records in ancient Qin scores from Ming Dynasty, the Qin piece was adapted from early flute compositions. The story of the flute piece can be found in many ancient texts. During the Song Dynasty, renowned calligrapher Wang Huizhi was summoned to the capital, and his boat docked at the Qingxi Pier. Coincidentally, Huan Yi, acclaimed as the flute sage, was passing by on the shore. Though the two were not acquainted, they were aware of each other's reputation. Wang Huizhi instructed his attendants to tell Huan Yi, "I have heard of your exceptional flute skills. Would you kindly perform for me?" Despite Huan Yi's elevated status as a high-ranking official, he had also heard of Wang Huizhi's renown. He alighted from his carriage, came aboard the boat, and played the melody of Mei Hua San Nong. After completing the performance, Huan Yi did not linger. Instead, he turned around, re-entered his carriage, and departed without exchanging a single word with Wang Huizhi. There was only the exchange of music, devoid of any formalities. This incident reflects the openness and straightforwardness of the literati and musicians of that era. Unfortunately, the ancient score for this flute piece did not survive. However, ancient Qin scores based on the adaptation of the flute composition are still available. Later generations have readapted the Qin piece back into flute compositions, allowing us to appreciate the charm from that era. While the Xiao has a mellow and graceful sound in general, some are made of thinner bamboo and have a quieter sound, well suited for playing duets with the Guqin, and these may be called Qin Xiao. Now let's enjoy the Qin Xiao ensemble of Mei Hua San Nong, Three Variations of Plum Blossom.
Thank you.
first half of the 20th century, Chinese flutes diverged into two main styles, the Northern and Southern schools. The Northern school primarily played the Bang Di, originally designed as an accompaniment for Northern Bang Zi opera, with a bright and high-pitched timbre. On the other hand, the Southern school played the Qu Di, designed for accompanying Southern Kunqu opera, and thus characterized by an elegant and gentle style. Five clappers, or Wu Bang Zi, is a representation of the Northern-styled piece. It's adapted from Feng Zi Cun, based on traditional folk music from the northern regions of China. This musical composition features a beautiful and lively melody, full of enthusiasm and exuding vitality. It reflects people's praise for a good life and carries a rich local flavor. Chinese flute instruments have profoundly influenced the development of musical instruments in neighboring countries. A bamboo flute known as the ancient shakuhachi in Japan was derived from the Chinese shao in the Nara period. The empty bell, or shuling, is the oldest extant shakuhachi piece, composed during the Tang Dynasty over 1,100 years ago. The composition depicts a scene of the Tang Dynasty Buddhist monk Pu Hua shaking a bell as he walked through the streets to enlighten people. Monk Pu Hua was known for his presence in marketplaces and for using a bell to bring spiritual teachings to the public. A hermit named Zhang Bo greatly admired Pu Hua and was captivated by the deep and enchanting sound of the bell. Inspired by this, Zhang Bo used the shakuhachi to emulate the scene of Pu Hua shaking the bell, creating this piece. The composition has been passed down through generations in the Zhang family and had reached the 16th descendant by the Song Dynasty. Inheritor of intangible cultural heritage for shakuhachi craftsmanship, Cao Hao mentioned that the decline of shakuhachi in China remains a mystery to this day. There are various speculations in the community, but no definite answer. One perspective suggests that it's challenging to play and has a small volume. The material selection and crafting processes are also complex. However, he takes students from the shakuhachi workshop to engage in charitable collective practice activities, aiming to learn and pass down the traditional art of shakuhachi playing. He believes that this instrument needs more exposure so more people become acquainted with its unique charm.
古薰、古琴和尺八这些古乐器
Asian scores handy down for traditional instruments like the shakuhachi include tuning charts, simplified notation, half character notation and more. The beautiful depiction of Chinese historical music in these scores is both thrilling and exhilarating. At the same time, the shakuhachi embodies a cultural philosophy of the Chinese people. For instance, phrases like add a pinch of salt,or use an appropriate amount of sugar are not specified in grams but are relative concepts. The pitch accuracy in traditional Chinese music is also relative. When I play the shakuhachi, a simple note, influenced by the angle of performance and impact on the airflow through finger holes, can produce variation in pitch, creating a sense of rise and fall.
As breath flows through the bamboo tubes of the Chinese flutes, a harmonious blend of tradition and innovation emerges, captivating hearts with a timeless allure. These instruments have served as a bridge between the earthly and the divine throughout the ages. In their music, one can hear the whispers of poets, the wisdom of sages,and the vibrant pulse of a civilization that cherishes the harmony between humanity and nature. As we wrap up today's show, here is another piece played with D. In the morning, or 早晨, this composition was crafted by the renowned Southern School bamboo flute artist Zhao Songting.In his performance of Southern School bamboo flute music, he skillfully incorporates techniques from the Northern School, Bang Di, achieving an innovative fusion of the Northern and Southern styles. Inspired by this flute composition, there has been a gradual increase in the number of compositions that blend the styles of the Northern and Southern schools,showcasing a diverse and vibrant development in the artistry of flute playing. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Huang Rui. The evolution of Chinese musical instruments reveals the rich cultural tapestry that continues to captivate us. Stay tuned for more fascinating insights into ancient Chinese music in future episodes of Music Talks. Until next time, goodbye.